My name is Dr. Jack Drescher. I'm a psychiatrist. I'm a Distinguished Life Fellow of the American Psychiatric Association and a clinical professor of psychiatry at New York Medical College, and I served on the APA's DSM-5 work group on sexual and gender identity disorders.
And what is the DSM-5?
The DSM-5, the American Psychiatric Association regularly puts out a list of mental disorders, the kinds of conditions that come to the attention of psychiatrists, and the fifth edition came out in 2013. It's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual.
Okay, great. And you have specialized in transgender issues yourself.
I do specialize in working with transgender patients, cisgender patients, heterosexual patients, and gay patients, yes. I treat people.
And before speaking with Dr. Drescher, I asked him to listen to the following clip from the interview with Tammy Fitzgerald. What about transgender people in this mix? You know, they feel like a very stigmatized group. The rates of suicide among transgender people is very high. Several transgender people got up during the debate over this legislation and said, you know, not only are we bullied in public and in public restrooms, we also feel bullied by the legislature right now. What do you say to that?
Well, look, I have a great deal of sympathy and empathy for people who are struggling with their gender identity. But the truth is, this group comprises 0.3% of the population, and it makes no sense at all to put the rest of the population at risk to accommodate 0.3% of the population. They can talk all they want to about elevated suicide rates, but there's been no correlation to bullying or anything like that with the elevated suicide rates. And so we're not advocating for bullying. We're not advocating for treating these people unequally. But the truth is, there's always in public policy a give and a take. And so are you going to give up the rights of 99.7% of the population to accommodate 0.3% of the population because they're struggling with some mental illness?
A mental illness? Is that how you would frame
That's
someone?
That's how the
with...
American Psychiatric Association classifies it.
I was recording Dr. Drescher as he listened to the clip for the first time. We'll rejoin him now.
Mental illness, is that how you would frame
That's how the American Psychiatric Association classifies it.
Terrible.
Okay, well, I was wondering if you could respond to that clip.
First of all, let's talk about the fact about transgender people actually value their privacy, and so they will usually use the bathroom that matches the gender they are now living in, and they usually do it in a private way. Most people I know who are transgender use the booths, so there's nobody running around trying to expose anything to anybody else. Also, most people, when they think about transgender, are thinking about, you know, trans women, that is, people who have transitioned from male to female and, you know, might not look female, and they don't want those people in the women's rooms. But there's a significant number of trans men, that is, people who have transitioned from female to male, you know, who have beards, who look like men. And by these laws, they are the ones who actually have to use the women's bathrooms if you apply these laws. So the whole notion is so distorted because it doesn't really take into account everybody who's in the trans population. So that's one part of it. And the other part of it is, you know, I live in New York City. I use the buses in New York City. You know, our buses accommodate people with wheelchairs who use the buses, you know, which slows down the whole system. You know, I sit on the buses, you know, slow down and stop for a person getting on with a wheelchair. That just seems to me like the civilized thing to do. It doesn't have to do with percentages of people. It's like we all live together and we should be accommodating each other because, you know, that's what civilized people do. That's another response to that clip. And finally, to sort of use the mental illness card to say that's a reason, you know, not to accommodate people or to keep people out of bathrooms. I mean, should we keep people with depression out of bathrooms? That's really trying to sort of appeal to people's lowest instincts, the stigma that people feel towards trans people and combine it with the stigma that people feel toward any kind of mental disorder. So unfortunately, the people who, you know, support this kind of discrimination will use any dirty trick, you know, any kind of, you know, distortion of logic in order to try and make a point. And they do it just to appeal to people's prejudices. It's really very sad.
So that was Tammy Fitzgerald with the North Carolina Values Coalition. Was Ms. Fitzgerald's comment that the American Psychiatric Association classifies people struggling with their gender identity as having a mental illness. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, not everybody who is transgender struggles with their gender identity. Some people's struggles are completed. That is that they they have transitioned and they're not struggling. So we have a diagnosis in the DSM-5, which came out in 2013, called gender dysphoria, and it applies to people who are in distress about their gender. But we also have in the DSM-5, if somebody has transitioned, depression is in remission, and we have a post-transition specifier, which means that people are not struggling with it. They're quite comfortable in the gender to which they've been assigned, and they don't have any symptoms of a mental illness. So, it's unfortunate when people who basically are not mental health professionals themselves try and corrupt and distort the mental health profession's language for their own political purposes. That's the really sad part about people like that lady whose clip I listened to.
She also claimed that there's no correlation between bullying and the high rates of suicide among transgender people. Is that claim correct?
Well, I don't have a copy of the literature, but that defies common sense. And again, she's not a mental health expert. She's just, basically someone spouting anti-trans memes. So I don't even know how to comment on that.
What about her figure as far as 0.3% of the population? Is that correct?
Transgender presentations, we don't think are more than 1% of the population. But, I don't know where she got 0.3 from. It's certainly less than 1% of the population. But again, the issue really is, how do we live as a civilized society without prejudice and try to learn, if people understood more about what transgender meant, much of the fear that people are trying to stoke would really be much diminished.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about House Bill 2 or the comments that you listened to?
Only that I'm sad that North Carolina is going through this right now. It's really sad to hear that the law passed. It's sad to hear that, that people are now not wishing to associate with the state of North Carolina. It's also sad that other states considering following in the path of this. This is really based on lack of knowledge and prejudice, and it's not really what people should be doing.
All right, Dr. Drescher, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you for inviting me.